Welcome to another episode of That's Right. I'm your host, Chris Voss. And today we have Ryan Shute, who's a partner at Wizard of Ads. Ryan, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Yeah, my pleasure. So, is it a ridiculous idea for you to share with our viewers a little bit about your business and your journey?
I'm astounded that I get to run a nine-figure creative agency with the Wizard of Ads, and I help small businesses who are in the service business and residential home services, professional services, and we're helping them 4X their business right out of the gate and really growing those small businesses into really big brands. But it wasn't always that way. When I was in my early career, I was wrought with a lot of friction, a lot of challenges, and those bad bosses and toxic workplaces and the weaponized fear, shame, and guilt that we dealt with was something I mirrored and just really struggled with. And when I was summarily fired as a bad boss myself, I went on a journey to figure out what I was doing to cause friction and how I could make that better, because I didn't want to just be good. I wanted to be great. So I went on this journey to figure out how to be better, and that brought me to the Wizard of Ads, where today I get to help businesses in sales and marketing strategies build disruptive, frictionless strategies that help them grow their business. When you have a really good culture, that culture informs the buying experience, and the two experiences inform the advertising, and that's really what helps us accelerate that profitable growth.
Wow. Wow. Amazing. So what are some common challenges your clients face?
I think probably the biggest challenge, Chris, is that they really struggle with a crisis of identity. Some of them think that they're heroes in the story, when really what they are is the guide in the story. Some of them think of themselves as ugly duckling businesses. They assume that they've got really nothing to say, and others really just rely on those old trusty table stakes, you know, the convenient hours, ample parking, and honest employees who are there to meet your needs. And that's just not enough to move people to actually consider your brand over all of the other choices that they have.
So what strategies do you use to understand your clients' needs better?
The biggest strategy that I put together is a three-step sales process, a relational selling system. It's the connect, collect, close system. And by having a sales process that one is super simple to follow, I can first tap into the empathy by connecting with customers and really understand people at an intimate, personal, common ground kind of level. And then as you've connected with those people to collect the information that's most relevant, it's always the same no matter what you're selling. It's going to be the customer's needs, the environment's needs, and the solution's needs that you need to figure out before you diagnose a solution. And once you've kind of figured out that one big thing, once you've really landed on the thing that matters the most, the thing that they're going to buy or the selection that's right for them, then you can get into the whole closing and negotiation stage of connecting with people through the closing arcs that we use. Closing arc being that agree, that rebuttal, that close, that using all of those tactical empathy and other negotiation tactics that you teach about are employed every single day for us to go from your right to that's right and actually get that sale over the curb.
You use the word empathy. Are you again sharing a time when you navigated a difficult situation for you or your clients using empathy?
Yeah. I obsess about club memberships for home service businesses. I believe that all roads need to lead to club membership, and that club membership is the way for us to really elevate the experience. And one of the biggest challenges that all home service companies have is capacity. They don't have enough trucks during the busy season, be it winter or summer, and they put these blackout periods in place. And a lot of the time what they do is they figure, oh, I'm going to just tell my customers you can't book during this time, and the customer gets a bit put off by that. They're not happy that they can't book during a time that they feel like, especially since they're paying for that service. So what I created was the anti-guarantee. And the anti-guarantee creates an environment where we can address the problem before we take the customer's money. And that's the tactical empathy component. We're making sure that they know the rules of the game before the game is played. So instead of us saying, hey, you can't book during this time, we say we can absolutely book you during this time. But we just promise that during this time, we're going to absolutely promise to disappoint you. And when we do disappoint you, we told you up front because we can't let little Mrs. Jones, who's an 83-year-old widow, die from heat stroke or freezing cold in the middle of the winter. And that creates an environment where the customer really does understand from an empathetic standpoint that I don't have to book during that time, and everyone gets what they need out of the situation.
All right, so you also use the phrase, that's right. And as we know, that's right is what people say to you when what you said is a complete truth and they're all in. So are you again sharing a time when you had a that's right moment in your life? So our viewers can get an idea of how it works in real life?
Well, the beautiful thing about it is, if we go back to the same anti-guarantee, right? We look at it, and when we explain that little Mrs. Jones can't be left out in the cold or in the heat, the customers very often will immediately change their direction and say, you know what, that's right. It goes from your right. When we think about the dynamic when we don't have the anti-guarantee, what we have is them saying, well, you're right, I probably should have booked my maintenance sooner, and I should have thought about this earlier, and I shouldn't have been so busy. But what they're actually feeling is, you're taking something away from me, and this is an affront to my sensibilities, and this isn't worth it anymore. And you're going to lose that customer. You're going to have that attrition. When in reality, if we just say the same thing but differently, by bringing up the notion of being an essential service provider and protecting those people, they're going to agree with you and move to a position of that's right, because they're not monsters.
Right. That's right. All right, so Ryan, if someone would like to learn more about you and how they can work with you, what's the best way for them to get in touch?
Yeah, they can reach me at ryanshute.com, and you can find me on all the relevant socials at Wizard Ryan Shute.
Excellent. All right, Ryan Shute.
You got it.
Thanks for being with us today.
Thank you, my man.
I'm sure our viewers learned a lot from everything you had to say.
Appreciate
it. Thank you.
Thank you.